Weekend Drive is brought to you by Naked Lime, provider of customer-focused dealership marketing. To find out more, visit nakedlime.com. That's NakedLime.com.
Welcome into another Saturday, and welcome to the shores of Grand Traverse Bay, where if it's late July or early August, it must be the Car Management Briefing Seminars. And of course, it must be Jeff Kly, the head of Continental North America. Jeff, welcome in with Mike Martinez, Mike Wayland.
Gentlemen, nice to be with you. It's always a great opportunity here at MBS to get together and talk about some of the technologies, and what better place than the shores of the Grand Traverse.
That's right. We'll get to some of your technology a little later in the show. But for now, let's talk about the technology that started a year ago. You did a pretty historic drive, which went from Detroit, Windsor, through the tunnel, and all the way up to here with an autonomous vehicle. That was pretty earth-shattering,
right? It was a lot of fun because we came under the tunnel, across through Canada, came back over the bridge, and ended up the 300-mile trek here at Traverse City. And we did that really to experience some of the different situations which we don't get on the day-to-day drives that we do. The tunnels, the toll booths, and we learned a lot from it. And I think that learning has really helped us to continue that development. But it was historic. We paid the toll.
Okay, that's good.
Now, Jeff, I tell you what. It was a really big moment for myself. I think you guys were one of the first autonomous vehicles I ever set foot in, cruising down I-75, and that was 3 or 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
I know you've had multiple iterations of those vehicles. What's new in what you guys have been developing?
So it's our third generation. It's really an evolution of the software and the hardware. So much better sensorics, much better machine learning, and really the software, we now have a lot more what we call edge cases, things that you don't see every day, that you learn through the driving experiences, and quite frankly, we learn through coalitions. We're a member of the Automated Mobility Coalition, and it's really a group of companies that come together and share information about what are the experiences that we're all getting in these automated driving vehicles. And we now have about 70 million miles of information that we share with each other. So we take all that and really continue to refine the software to look for those cases, which are important because those are the ones that typically you find in the rural areas and in the areas where you may not see them every day.
And I was actually in the first generation vehicle, I mean, going back almost better half of a decade now, and I thought it was an amazing technology and you guys already had it down pack. So, I mean, at this point, are you guys refining things more, or is it more, I guess, evolutionary than revolutionary at this point?
I would say it's more evolutionary. There's some revolution coming in some of the sensorics in the future, but right now it's more revolutionary. But what we're also focusing is not just what we're calling everything for everyone in every situation, full level 5. We kind of realize we need to have something for everywhere. And that's kind of what we focus on, is more of what we call our cruising chauffeur. It's a level 4 highway vehicle. And we now have our first production contract for that, which will take place in the early 20s. And that's an important step to move that forward. But we also need to think about the seamless mobility, not just the automated driving and not just full autonomous, but the full transportation and the seamless mobility, including things like robotaxis, e-bikes, and other mobility services. So we got to look much more holistic than just the personal car, given the industry and given the trends that are in the rural environments and the cities.
Choosing a trusted marketing partner is a big decision. Listen to Two Rivers Ford tell how Naked Lime made their lives easier and their marketing better.
Over the 20 years I've been doing this and we've spoken with vendors, I'm always told, don't worry, our customer service is bar none, number one. And over the years I've kind of learned to take that with a grain of salt, because 99% of the time it's not true. With Naked Lime, you're the 1%. I've never worked with such professional people. Every department has gone up. Our sales department's gone up. Our social media's gone up. Our service department's gone up. Our page views have gone up. You can't put into words how much easier it's made my job.
We see the results firsthand because we're here with the customer and enjoying the success of those results. The thing that surprises me is that everybody doesn't use Naked Lime because it's so successful. We're glad everybody doesn't. Our job would be harder.
For more information about Naked Lime services, check out nakedlime.com, NakedLime.com.
So MBS, you always have news to make here at MBS. And what is Continental doing here this week? What have you done this week?
So what we've really done is to try and bring some of the new mobility services into the reality. We've got our smart access vehicle with biometrics. So to support the entire mobility services with smart access with your phone as a key, yeah. But also retinal scan, voice recognition, facial scan, fingerprint, different ways to access vehicles. And that can be used for car sharing, but it can also be used for smart bikes, e-bikes, and the robo-taxis, which we're also developing.
So literally you're going up to a vehicle like your iPhone 10, looking at it, and it's engaging?
It will remember you, right?
Right.
So if it's your vehicle and I walk up, of course it's not going to recognize me. I'll try my fingerprint, still not going to recognize me. I might say, hi, I'm Jason. They're going to say, no, you're not Jason. And eventually, you know, you got to realize there's four different ways which you can access. Right. And most companies that we're working with want to have at least two that register. So it might recognize your face and your fingerprint, or at least two of them.
And we've heard about the safety aspects of the autonomous vehicles and some of the biometrics, monitoring a driver to make sure that they're engaged or anything like that while they might need to take over the vehicle. But are these convenience features going to be a way to kind of get people to adopt a lot of these technologies as more of a technology package and not just, oh, I want the semi-autonomous vehicle?
Yeah, I mean, I think the technology that I described with the biometrics can be used for health of the driver. Literally, are they having health issues? And should we recognize that and pull a vehicle over for them? It can also be used for just state of monitoring. Is the person really looking in the direction they want to look? But more importantly, it's much more than convenience. It's all about safety, because distracted driving is, you know, one of the main factors that we're trying to address here. You know, 36,000 people are still dying on our roads in the U.S. every year. And 95% are human error. And if we can know what the driver's doing through these cameras, we stand a much better chance to eliminate it.
Jeff, are customers willing to give you their fingerprints and give you their retinal scans? Are they okay with their car knowing that information about them?
Yes, we found that people are willing to do that. I mean, look at what you sign up when you sign on to Google every day. You're giving up a lot of personal information for the benefit and the convenience of that interaction with the vehicle. And the reality is, much of that information's out there. So in our testing and our real world situation, yeah, people are willing to do it because they want to understand it, they want to use it. And the other thing is, it provides that mobility, that seamless mobility that we need to really provide that first mile to last, you know, half a mile in transportation.
You and I spent some interesting miles in a vehicle a few years ago, and as we roll the tape on some of those experiences, we were brushing our teeth, we were reading an automotive news, having all kinds of fun doing that. I understand you have a different type of autonomous vehicle that you're introducing also here.
Well, you know, at Continental, we have a next generation of workforce that, as you can see by my clothes, I'm really challenged with, do I work in the new environment or the old environment? And of course, some of our next generation engineers have come up with some pretty cool technologies.
Such as?
Such as an automated stand-up paddleboard.
Okay.
And of course, we happen to have one here.
Well, let's see it.
Well, Jason, I'm going to ask you to please do something useful.
Well, and with that, there goes another weekend drive. For Mike Whalen, Mike Martinez, Jason Stein, and we'll see you next Saturday. Jeff?